Welcome. One thing you might be experiencing right now, your mind can play tricks on you. A lot of people, myself included, maybe you have a moment where you don't feel so good, crosses your mind, do I have coronavirus? Someone hears you cough, everyone looks at you like you're a menace to society, get out of here. The mind is a tricky thing. Look at the placebo effect. According to Harvard Medical School, the placebo effect is more than just positive thinking. People take a fake pill, there's nothing in it, they're told there's something in it, and it creates a stronger connection between the brain and the body and how they work together. Placebo pills have been shown to be most effective for conditions like pain management, stress-related insomnia, and cancer treatment side effects like fatigue and nausea. With all the news of this pandemic, how do you turn your mind in the other direction so it works in your favor, so it makes you stronger and healthier? A wise sage once advised a man who felt sick to seek the advice of two doctors. The first doctor diagnosed the man with a disease, and he recommended that he undergo a thorough medical treatment. The second doctor asserted with great confidence that the man's completely healthy and he doesn't need to worry. The man, now confused, returned to the wise sage to ask whose advice he should follow. And the sage's response was poignant. Your body should follow the advice of the first doctor. Go ahead and treat yourself as he suggested. But your mind should follow the advice of the second doctor. And instead of filling your mind with anxieties, think positively as if you were completely healthy. I tell you this because you gotta treat your mind right now. Fill it up with so much positivity. I know it seems counterintuitive, but that's how you get healthy and strong in an age where lots of people are not so healthy and strong. So I have this rabbi, he's amazing, his name is Alush, and he said, quote, "I suggest that we substitute every emotion of anxiety with an action of goodness. Every physical hug not given for the fear of spreading germs ought to be traded with a mental hug of unconditional love and care. Every hand not shaken for the same reason ought to be replaced with a hand that extends with a kind deed that shakes and lifts up souls. And every empty space that is created with a distance of suspicion should be filled with our relentless commitment to creating heart-to-heart relationships that will unite our world instead of divide it." That's the practice today and every day, now more than ever. Every time you feel your mind playing tricks on you, every time you're stuck in something negative, every time you're frustrated with all this disruption or despair at how long it might be till this gets better, pour your heart into the world. That's how you'll make this time a time of growth and positive change. And hey, not to say this takes away the suffering. And some of us may actually get coronavirus. Some of us may have it right now. And God willing, we get better fast. But that doesn't take away from the importance of keeping your mind healthy. Because if one does have coronavirus, a healthy mind is going to do a lot more good than an unhealthy mind. Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. Now more than ever, create your sacred space. Take a few deep breaths. Building your love and your kindness, because your family, your business, your community needs you to be healthy right now. Let's come back to the loving kindness mantra. Turn it back on yourself. Quietly repeating, may I be safe. May I be healthy. May I be happy. May I be at peace. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to boost your love and your kindness, because your family, your business, your community needs you to be healthy. Quietly repeating, may I be safe, may I be healthy, may I be happy, may I be at peace, may I be safe, may I be healthy, may I be happy, may I be at peace. coming back to the moment. Has your mind been playing tricks on you? If you don't feel so great, do you have coronavirus? Should you get tested? Should you even say anything? You've been around all these people. Remember the power of the placebo. Your mind can play tricks on you. It has that capacity. It can also play positive healing tricks. Right now, let's turn on that power. As my rabbi said, substitute every emotion of anxiety with an action of goodness. Every physical hug not given for the fear of spreading germs ought to be traded with a mental hug of unconditional love and care. Every hand not shaken ought to be replaced with a hand that extends with a kind deed that shakes and lifts up souls. And hey, none of this is going to heal the illness, but it will heal the mind. And if some of us get coronavirus, if our minds are healthy, we'll be a lot better off than if our minds are not healthy. So turn up your love, turn up your kindness. May I be safe. May I be healthy. May I be happy. May I be at peace. See you tomorrow.